have and the strength of schedule, which is fair. That is 100% fair. But I also think, you know, if you want to talk about the strength of our victories, you also got to talk about the strength of our losses too. I think those two go hand in hand. Now, we only have one loss, and that team that we lost to has a winning record. How many teams in the NFL can say that?
It's a bullshit question.
CJ, watch your language, please, sir.
That team's still in last place, but you gonna leave that part out?
They 7-5.
The last place team, some of they got a winning record.
The only loss but we had is to a 7-5 team. That is not no BS, and please, again.
Commanders suck, boy.
I don't care.
Well, hold it now.
Hold on. Watch it. Hey, I'm going to ask you one more time. I'm 44 years old. Please, sir.
You want to be 45?
I will be 45.
Cut that shit out, man. Stop that.
CJ, please stop.
You lost for a week.
CJ, man. This is a family show. We cannot cuss on this show, sir.
Did I curse on the show?
Yes, you did.
What word did I use?
The S word.
Oh, I didn't know that was curse word. My bad.
I was watching you to watch your language, brother. That's it.
I'm saying I ain't know sugar, honey, iced tea was a bad word. I didn't. And you ain't never told me it was a family show. And I've heard worse on your show. But, I mean, we can certain cowboy fans can't say sugar, honey, iced tea. Because I've heard way worse. But I see what we doing today, Mill, and I'm going to go and respect it. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, the weird thing is, though, I mean, right, now, you know, we've been seeing that if the playoffs actually, I know it ain't starting now, but if it did start today, actually all four of us would be in, and on top of that, which other division can say that all four teams have a winning record?
And you are what your record says you are.
Let me tell you something right here, and I've been saying it online. The Giants will not win another game this year. The Giants suck. They won't win another game, and they will have a losing record. Right now,
you can't discredit a 7-5 team, and then the same breath say you are what your record says it is. You can't do it. That's not right.
Now, 7-5, you're thinking, okay, I mean, considering how people that say even before the season started, we wouldn't even get to 7 wins. So by that point, you know, again, you got to play the games.
Man, you should win 7.
Right, but they said, you know, we wouldn't get past it. Now we still got 5 more weeks to go.
Can I say this one thing real quick? We all talking about y'all got the winning record. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it was about majority of the NFC teams got losing records. So the whole conference basically almost sucked.
We're not talking the whole conference. Yeah, we're talking about division.
Yeah, we're talking about division.
It's just division. We're not talking about.
But then you can't say you are what your record says it is. You can't say.
I didn't say that. You got.
No, Bill Parcells said it.
But you got the majority of the whole NFC East got losing records.
Wrong.
No.
You said the NFC East.
NFC East.
I mean the NFC.
Okay.
The majority of the NFC has losing records.
We're not worried about the rest of the division. We're not talking about that. You're missing our conference. Point, though. We're not talking about the conference as a whole. We're just talking about four teams.
You got to make the playoffs is the whole conference, right? Make the playoffs is the whole conference.
Fact.
If the rest of the conference got a whole division that's under 500, that means it's an easier route for y'all to get the playoffs, right?
Well, correct. Playoffs is the playoffs.
CJ, me and you don't agree on a whole bunch, but I'm with you on this one, dog. That was a BS question. That was a BS question he had.
That wasn't a BS. Well, was it a question? It was more of a statement.
The question.
It was more of a statement.
Exactly.
It was more of a statement.
I can take it as a statement.
All right.
It's more of a statement. It's more of a statement. All right. Moving right along, let's talk about the other squad that's playing at 1 o'clock on Sunday, the Commanders at the Giants. Kevin?
I'm going with the Commanders. Because like I said, the Giants are coming in, they're banged up. And to Rev's point, and he may be onto something too, and I actually agree with him with that when he said the Giants, I don't see them actually winning more than one the rest of the way, if they get that far. So, the way they're coming in banged up, So, and they, it's going to be a hard time trying to keep up. And then, of course, you know, with the offense, you know, they're starting to click a little bit with the Commanders. And, you know, they coming in with a 3-game winning streak. But like I said, again, it's a division game. The records get thrown out the window. But who's to say? But, you know, you got a little bit more healthier team versus somebody that's banged up. You know, you got to go with running it hot. So I'm going with Washington.
CJ, I already know where you're going with this one, but go ahead.
Well, since you know. Look here, man. Hey, look, right? I'm going to go ahead and get a Commanders 20 seconds worth of fame. Y'all won the last 6 out of 7. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't made nobody, but you won them. You know. But here's the deal. Here's when reality starts to set in. I don't know who makes this schedule, and I don't like it. You got to play the Giants back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're not going to win both of them. You're going to split. You know? Then you got the 49ers after that. You can pack it in.
Then you got the Browns. That's the part I'm worried about.
Whoa. And then you got Deshaun Watson coming straight back off a 36 massage. And then you got the Cowboys after that. So your best shot to get a win in is these Giants games. Because after that, you playing some pretty decent teams after that. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a split. I don't know if you're going to win the first one or the second one. But I'm going to, in the CJ Richardson, y'all already knew where I was going with this one. Y'all going to lose a close one this time. I think 24-21. I just think Saquon will get loose on y'all. Where is that? It's in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
Yeah, so who knows what the weather going to be?
Yeah. Who?
You just don't know.
It was ugly up there last time I checked.
Whoa. So that's going to be a problem. So we'll see. Good game. Division game, like you said, man. Y'all are the hot team. You know, I think y'all are favored in the game, too, but I got to be in another close game. I don't want to pick either team, but somebody
Yo, Mark.
I'm going to go with the Commanders in this game. I'm going to go with the Commanders in this one.
Okay. Yo, Rev.
FanDuel.
I already told you what I thought. The Giants won't win another game. Man. Okay. I got $150 on the dude at work that told him that won them 7 games, y'all wouldn't make the playoff. No. Okay, I'll have to watch what I tell you.
Uh-oh. Romar, do you agree with that?
I'm going to go with my Commanders, but Daniel Jones has a winning record against us in his career, so that's kind of scary. He got one of his better records against any team in the division against us. But I'm going to go with us. But like CJ said, it's going to be a close one, but I think we pull it out.
Y'all looked at that Giants schedule, though? They go to the Commanders, Eagles, Commanders, the Fighting Jeff Saturdays, the Eagles again, they ended up the Vikings, and then the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, that thing's tough. Yeah,
that's your tough. That's the continent.
See, that's what I'm saying. The only win I think they're going to get is probably against the Colts out of that whole bunch.
We're going to split with New York, too.
That's the part that you forgot. They might not win outside the division, but they play y'all twice.
We're going to split. We'll probably split one. I can see a scenario where we split with both of them. I can see us losing.
To Kevin with the Commanders and the Giants, they play back to back. You know, and then other than that, both of them got gauntlets to face.
Yeah, so yeah. I can see that. I can see that. But I'm on the fence about it, to be honest with y'all. The Giants, they should hold serve, but I like the way Washington is running the football. The way they're running the football, and Chase Young is supposed to be back, if I'm not mistaken. But the Commanders have a problem with consistency.
Right.
They have a problem with consistency. Can I trust that they
whip y'all butt on the ground that Monday night.
Oh Lord.
Can they keep that up though? That's the question. That's my question. Can they keep that up?
What did you say earlier? Your record is what you said it is, right? And they done won six out of seven. That sounds like consistency to me.
Exactly.
Okay, so we don't get credit for beating them earlier this year?
The last time they whooped y'all, right?
Uh-huh. No, y'all
beat the Winswagon. Y'all ain't beat the Heineken, man.
Oh, no. Oh, now we beating players. Okay. Y'all have at it. Have at it. Moving right. So, we got the Steelers going to the Falcons. I don't know about this one at all. I honestly don't. I don't know about this one at all. So I'm gonna throw this one to my man Romar first.
What are you playing at?
They're playing in Atlanta.
I'm gonna take Atlanta.
Take Atlanta at home against the Steelers. Okay, that's okay. CJ.
I'm gonna go to Steelers because I think that Kyle Pitts injury was huge, you know. So and that factor alone itself, I think Pitts is actually better than we thought he was. He just ain't working with much. And then Mike Tomlin gonna do a better coaching job than the guy down there in Atlanta. So I'm gonna go to Steelers in this one.
Okay, hey Mark, you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement also. Just like with Pittsburgh, every time except for once a couple of weeks ago, I picked the Falcons to, I think they was playing against the Browns. And now they're playing somebody else. Everybody else was picking against the other team, but the Falcons won though. That's the only time I picked the Falcons, they actually won. But I'm not picking them this week. I'm going with the Steelers. Okay.
Man, this is a tough one. I'm on the fence with that one too, but I'm going with Pittsburgh on there also.
Okay, Pittsburgh, Rhea.
As long as TJ Watt's playing, Pittsburgh got a shot. I'm going with
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, TJ Watt is definitely going to play. Okay, we're gonna go to oh, these are some ugly games, man. Jaguars and the Lions.
That game ain't ugly.
I've seen worse. I
like that game.
That's two fighting, scrappy young teams
in Detroit. I'm sorry. I lost my faith in the Detroit Lions because I was kind of high on them going into the season, and they just kind of
they stunk it up, huh?
Yeah, injuries was a key part of it, but at the same time, you know, you gotta play football.
But Detroit, the team, if you in the playoffs, you don't want to play them in the regular season because they just going to fight for no reason at all. All the way to the clock at zero. You don't want that. Well, that boy came out of Michigan, wear that war paint every week. That boy coming.
Yes.
So they play hard. They just can't get over the hump.
Which is why this is an ugly game.
No. I've seen worse matchups than this one.
Yeah, this is not ugly.
I wouldn't really call it ugly per se. I mean, you might think because of the record, but
the Bears and the coach would be an ugly game.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, these teams, like we said, we are what their record says it is. These teams are 4-7. But it is what it is. But since they're at home, give me Detroit.
This one of those. I'm just gonna flip a coin. I'm going with the Lions.
Yo, real.
I'm going with Detroit, just because they are a scrappy, fighting team. And watch what I tell you. I'm looking at Detroit's schedule. I see one loss the rest of the way.
And I know who that lost.
I see one loss the rest of the way.
I know who that lost too.
Yeah. Okay.
I got Jacksonville winning this one.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you seen out of Jacksonville? That I don't know about.
Well,
because I don't know a lot about Jacksonville.
Well, it's not what you've seen out of Jacksonville. We're talking about this matchup of this game. They're playing a Detroit team that you should ask yourself the same question. What have you seen out of them? You know, they scrappy, but Jacksonville to me has more offense. And offense, I think their offense is going to dictate this game. Because Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good quarterback, actually. You know, and, I shown his improvement under Doug Peterson more so than when he was under the Florida Gator coach.
or Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
Right. So he has progressed. And if you look at his numbers, they're not that bad. And you'll see on Sunday when we come back next week, you're like, yeah, you're right about that Jacksonville game. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, just like I was right about that Falcons game you roasted me on a couple of weeks ago, but that's neither here nor there.
Which game was that? Let's talk about it. What game? Who did they play?
I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
It was before Thanksgiving.
There we go. Making stuff up again.
It's not Carolina, was it?
I think it might have been. I'm trying to go back and look at it. Colts played the Raiders.
When they think about it more than three times, you know it's a story coming.
I don't know.
You said was, you got me. You won. Right,
That was one of those.
But Detroit is right behind the Cowboys in points per game, so they can put up points too.
Yeah, they can.
That was one of the reasons why I said, well, because they put up early in the season, Rev, you've seen this. Like, they've averaged, like, what, 35, 40 points?
30 points a game. This might actually be one of the most exciting games to watch because both them teams going to be throwing the ball around the field.
I'm gonna make a note on that one. And like I said, we watch through them scores, we're going to be like, Rev, Rev must have called this one.
It was the Bears, CJ.
Bears and who?
The Falcons.
Atlanta.
Who won the game?
I was asking that game.
That was the one. Rev was covering that one.
That was an ugly game. I was at that game. That was an ugly game.
Is that the game where the Falcons lost on the last play?
No, the Falcons won.
The Falcons won. The Bears before he got hurt. He hurt his shoulder on the last play of the game.
Yeah, I knew it was something. Yeah. So what was the score of that game?
It was 27-24.
Yeah.
So what did I say again? That was so bad. Close game, lost by three.
I had the Falcons winning. Everybody else had the Bears winning. And I said,
went back and picked the game 1 week where you won one game. All right then.
And you roasted me because I said you asked me why.
Oh,
why?
Hail Meal. You won, Meal.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't get too many of those.
We got you though. Hey man, if you win the game, you win the game. Look, when I go to pick my FanDuel tomorrow, I'm gonna call you.
Don't do that.
Uh-oh.
Don't do that.
I ain't won a goddamn bet this year.
I'm gonna tell you, get off of FanDuel. Oh,
that's what I'm gonna tell you right now. FanDuel set you up to take money.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's exactly why I did not put that app on my phone. My emotional state be to have me to throw my phone through the window.
Hey, Rev, right there. That's all I said. Do you want to log back in?
No. I've had my wars with FanDuel. I said, no, what y'all can have. They move the, come on, moving the goalpost.
I'm about to delete it. And y'all know how many times I've been down to the last game and somebody score a touchdown and bust up that point spread. I'm like, what?
No. I'm breaking furniture that night.
You talking about $6,000 about to come. All I need you to do is take a knee. Somebody take a knee. I'm about to get this money. Man, he's going down the sideline. What that boy used to say? He
could go all the way.
And then he gets tripped up somewhere.
Bruh, I have not won any money on FanDuel this year.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. A penny.
Y'all can
not
have
one
it.
One penny.
Yeah, y'all can keep that one.
Yeah, y'all can.
I don't even want it.
But let me tell you something I want. I want to see this game. Okay. The Jets against the Vikings.
Well, that's going to be
good.
I believe that is the game of the week. I'm right all through of Sauce Gardner versus Justin Jefferson. Sign me up for that any day of the week. Sign me up. And they're playing in
1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock. They're playing in Minnesota. They're playing in the Dome.
Oh, so you know what that means.
Give me the Jets.
Like that.
Give me the Jets.
You're going against the grain.
Let me tell something with you. Y'all, they all hype over White Mike, right?
Yep.
Y'all forget the second game Mike White played in.
He was trash. But I don't care.
Three interceptions and the boy got his job back. We forget that Minnesota got some playmakers on defense. They don't do a whole bunch of stopping for them, but they turn you over.
Yes, they
and
do.
So, ain't played nobody like Justin Jefferson yet. Sauce is the man. I like that cat. But watch what I tell you. This Minnesota offense, and it's at 1 o'clock. Solar power is back on.
That was the line I was waiting on, because that's why I'm going with just for that one reason. Remember the time, 1 o'clock versus 4:25 and 8 o'clock. So we got the early slide today, tomorrow, right? So that means Kirk Cousins usually wins. So I'm going with the Vikings.
Yeah, CJ?
Oh, man. Couple things. Sauce gonna contain Jefferson though. He's gonna have some safety help over the top. They gonna take Jefferson out of the game. So Kirk Cousins gonna have to beat him with somebody else, you know. So I do think that. I think Minnesota, I am picking Kirk Cousins in this game because like you said, Mike White is second game, man. You know, you never know which quarterback you're gonna get. But it's going to be a close, it's going to be a really, really close game. I just got Minnesota.
It usually is a close game.
But I want to, I think Minnesota's going to win though.
Now, I wasn't really taking Mike White into consideration. I thought they would run the ball more. And I think that defense for the Jets can take care of Minnesota take care of Minnesota's offense. Okay. It's going to be real close. Close might be a little low scoring. Well, I do believe it's low scoring, because if it was high scoring, I'd say Minnesota was going to win. But I think I think it's going to be a low scoring affair. Yeah. And the Jets are going to pull this one out. Roma. Yeah. Jets against the Vikings.
I got Minnesota.
He has Minnesota. Yo, Mark Daniels.
It's kind of torn. He sounds torn on these picks.
Man. Let me think. I'm gonna go with Minnesota.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. Packers against the Bears. I'm gonna give Mark that one first. Packers against the Bears.
You gave me the best game of the day, Emil.
that one would describe as ugly.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go with the Packers because, even the Bears' backup quarterback got knocked out for the year. I mean,
wait, Simeon?
Yeah, I don't know his left.
I wasn't aware of that part.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Green Bay should be able to take care of business. What you think, CJ?
I'm gonna take Green Bay. All right. I'm gonna take Green Bay in this one.
All right, Rhea?
Justin Fields is starting this week for the Bears, but I'm still taking Green Bay.
Yeah, Chicago got to prove they can beat the Packers.
Right.
Because he said he owned them people. He said he got part ownership of the Chicago Bears.
He does. I don't know the last time. Has Chicago beat Aaron Rodgers?
I think it was like
once or twice. You know, you got to realize they done played them like 30, 40 times.
Yeah, and I remember Green Bay beating them like 30, 40 times. So
yeah, but they didn't totally dominate them now.
Yeah, they might have had a couple of them. I just can't remember.
That man 23-5 against the Bears.
Are they yeah.
So that's five.
23-5 against the Bears.
That's tough.
Out of 28 games, he lost five.
Okay. All right, so I give y'all an easy one. Are we mailing in the Ravens over the Broncos? Anybody got the Broncos over the Ravens? Anybody? Cause I don't see nobody here that's gonna pick
that. I'll take the Broncos.
Well, knowing how Baltimore has known to blow leads several times, four times actually.
Russ gotta cook at least one time. I mean, we just came off Thanksgiving. The boy got to cook at least once this year. Because right now,
everything against Carolina.
Hey, Rev, everything's still in the freezer right now. he got to cook at least once. This boy, man, he don't even look like himself.
Man, that team is in total turmoil. When ain't nobody show up, half the team ain't show up for that man's birthday party. They play a future in the locker room. People getting cut. This is crazy.
Russ getting ready for his post goddamn football career with them shiny suits and that curly hair.
I don't know what to make of Russ right about now. I really don't.
Hollywood.
I can't put a whole lot of stock in my man Russ. I can't defend him no more.
He's done.
I can't do it.
He might be done, but he's still guaranteed a whole lot of money.
Yes.
A quarter of a million, baby.
All that ain't gone to waste.
That just shows the ineptitude of the front office, because you signed off on that and you got a head coach that should have been fired like three weeks ago. I'm gonna put it to you like that. Hackett should have been fired 3 weeks ago.
He might be the first one gone after the season.
Might be, but
there's definitely gonna be some turnover after the season.
Oh, definitely.
Oh yes. Oh yes. So
Baltimore.
Baltimore. All right. So what about the Browns against the Texans?
This is going to be one of those eye-opener games, because this one, Deshaun Watson, is he going to be showing off? Let's see how he's going to do. All eyes going to be on him. I'm going with Cleveland, but let's see how that's going to end up. So,
you're real?
Man, look. Our offense in Miami did not really show up against Cleveland, but the defense did. And I think they got that boy in Cleveland named Myles Garrett. He's fitting to have a field day. And Cleveland about to walk the dogs on him, just as long as Deshaun Watson goes straight back to the locker room and gets straight on the plane. He don't make no detours after this game.
That first press, he had to only do that first press conference though. That post game
interview. You better do it on the plane on the way back to Cleveland.
You better have a Zoom meeting. CJ.
Cleveland, of course, and I think Deshaun Watson gonna shine. You know, I really do. I think he ain't gonna be able to sleep the night before the game. I can tell you that now.
Okay.
You know, and then when them 10 girls that the lawyer's supposed to bring gonna be at the game, I bet he wave at all of them. And I ain't trying to be funny, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened in them massage rooms or whatever, but I do want to say this. You ain't getting no 70 massages, and they keep referring their friends to come give you a massage too, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's a whole lot of back and forth going on that we don't know about, because we'll never see the terms of them settlements or whatever. But some of them, I think somebody was in it for some money too. Now, a couple of them, like that last one that's holding out, she seemed like she had a legit case, because it ain't about the money, because she's still holding out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, just we don't want to put women in a situation where they feel uncomfortable. And he should have got his girlfriend to give him a massage.
But my thing is this. What is bringing these women really to the game actually going to do? What are they trying to do?
See, that's my whole thing. I mean, that's the part that throws me off. I'm going to this game tomorrow. Is that, what is the purpose of this? I mean, they're going to come and sit in a suite. I guess they're saying it's a protest. You know, it's a touchy thing to comment on, but I feel like once they settle, of course you're allowed to go wherever you want to go. It's a free country, but I would think that once I didn't settle, if I'm one of them, I don't want nothing to do with, I don't want nothing else to do with this. I'm gone.
Right. Last place you want to be.
I mean, now I'm wondering, is there some more press that you figure by showing up the game, that's going to extend that 5 minutes of fame that's going on and do whatever, you know, yeah, it's ridiculous. That's all I can say.
Man, if I'm truly traumatized by something that happened, I would be staying far the furthest away from the place where, or the person that traumatized me. Right. If I was traumatized by something that happened in church, you think I would ever want to go to church again?
Right. That's the part that baffles me too. Romar. Go ahead. Before I hand over to Romar, go ahead, Rev, finish what you were saying.
No, I'm good.
Hey, Romar, who you got? Cleveland or Houston?
I got Cleveland. And I think he's gonna have one of his best games. He's going to have a good first game against Houston, because it's a lot. I feel that it's going to be like an emotional game for him.
Oh, yes. It's going to be emotional.
It's going to be a very emotional game for him, because it's got a lot going on. You know, the women. women that had these accusations against them there and everything.
Yeah, it's gonna be emotional for me too because I got Nick Chubb in my fantasy league and I need him to go off. So I got Cleveland.
Mel, let me ask you this: now, over or under Deshaun Watson 200 yards in his first game back?
I'm gonna give him the over. He can sling the rock.
He does have Amari Cooper over there.
Yeah, he does have weapons. So I can see him. I can see him over 200. He's a good thrower of the football. So. Moving on, this is a game this is a game, if I saw it in the beginning of the season, I would have it a different way. But the way these teams now, the Seahawks are going to Los Angeles to face the Rams. I have absolutely zero faith in the Rams, so give me the Seahawks. The Seahawks look like they want to win, the Rams don't. I'm sorry,
Hey, I heard this thing earlier this week, taking one step back. It's funny how this Cleveland and Houston game is on this weekend at 1:00. But you see how dominant this schedule is? Ain't nobody gonna really be talking about Cleveland and Houston when you got the Bengals versus Kansas City. And then the end of weekend off, you got the end of Sunday night off, you got the Cowboys versus the Colts. And everybody know we always talk about the Cowboys, no matter what, especially on Sunday night. Absolutely. So they put this zone in a perspective that after 4:00 on Sunday afternoon, everybody be talking about Deshaun Watson like that.
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because you got some good games going on during it.
Give me shit. Give me Seattle because them people ain't got no quarterback in the Rams. Aaron Donald should have went ahead and retired when he said he was going to retire and try to hold off all that money. It's like Tom Brady. You came back for this?
Right.
Who you got, CJ?
Oh, man. Geno, they wrote me off. But I ain't write them back.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark.
I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah, is this a mail-in guy?
I pretty much say you can say that at this point.
This is mail-in. Hey, Romar, you got the Rams?
Nah.
Y'all don't see this, but Romar and CJ gave me about the same look right about it.
you almost threw him a curveball.
Like, Mark. Are you serious? Yeah.
You go with the Rams.
With no Cooper Kupp, there is no Los Angeles Rams offense.
Yeah, for the whole lot of things. They weren't the Rams this year. Okay. Now, a game that I'm intrigued on, Rev, I'm going to give you the floor. Can you please?
Well, I know what this is.
Yes. If you please, sir, 49ers will host your Miami Dolphins.
Miami will lose this game.
What?
They will lose this game because Tyron Armstead will come out of the game in the first quarter. The team, as great as Tua is, we still have not won a game where Tyron Armstead has not finished the game either.
Oh.
If you look in the second half of that Houston game, Tyron Armstead did not play in the second half. He left in the second quarter after we scored 30 points with a pectoral injury. They're trying to get him on the field. That defensive line in San Francisco will not have to blitz us because they will get pressure with four if Armstead is not healthy. Jackson, the starting right tackle, is out. So we're going with two backup tackles against that front four against San Francisco. It's going to be a long game. It's going to be a long day. The following week versus the Chargers, we will dominate them, but we will struggle this week. And if we do win, it ain't going to be no high scoring game. It's going to be 17-14 Miami. But I believe we're going to lose 20-14 San Francisco.
Okay, CJ, you want to take it? Who you got?
So, I see it a different way, man. I saw all the injuries and whatnot.
And the way San Francisco likes to play that big boy aggressive style defense, I think y'all gonna get Tyreek and Waddle out in space. You know, use the screen game because that's what you're gonna have to do to keep them off balance. And I see it actually working because Tyreek is one of those guys that if he can get an inch, it's over. You know what I'm saying? So I do agree. You know, with the scoring, I think it's somewhere 21-20, but I think y'all can still win this game with the injuries because it's an interdivisional matchup. And you don't see these teams all the time. Those games are tricky because the players don't get the one-on-one each other. They don't get the matchups a lot. And sometimes the back end, the backups will come in and do just enough to get the job done until your key guys go back. And actually sometimes when the backups come in, they're fresher. They don't have any injuries. And sometimes the defensive team has nagging injuries that just don't hit the report. And I think y'all can win. But if they're getting pressure on it, it's going to be a long day, like you said. But I'm going to go with I'm picking y'all to win this one.
Okay. Okay. Yo, yeah. Mark, who you got, Miami or San Francisco?
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Miami.
Okay.
All right, Roman. Let y'all know down. If we do win, you all, man, my mouth is going to be running all week long. Ah. All week long.
Roma, who you got, Miami or San Francisco?
In Debo, I trust.
In Debo, we trust. Now, I got San Francisco winning this one for a totally different reason. Like, I'm unconventional. Y'all know that. Miami has to travel in December. I think that's going to be a problem. They got to travel cross country to San Francisco. Now, everybody might not see it that way, but I think, you know, traveling this year has affected football teams. It affected the Seattle game when they went to London.
Yep. And I think was it Rev, you called that one too. Rev and Mark Daniels called that one because of that whole flight schedule.
Yeah, the whole flight. Now, don't get me wrong. They just travel across country. They ain't leave the country, still, nothing like that.
But again,
traveling has affected football teams this season.
Mm-hmm.
It has. So these are two good football teams. I got Tyreek Hill in my fantasy league, so I kind of am pulling for Miami just a little bit. But I do think San Francisco, with that defense, with that physicality, with them playing at home, should be able to take care of business. They should be able to take care of business. That's one of those games I will be sitting by for.
Honestly, I think that's one of the better games of the day. I think it's like the top, I'll say top three. But I'll put Miami, San Fran number two. Right. And I'm going with San Fran for another reason, because if you notice the last six quarters, if I remember correctly, they've shut them out. On defense. They shut out the Saints.
Yes, they have.
So I think
the Saints got on offense?
What's that?
What the Saints got on offense?
Hardly nothing. But still, exactly. I mean, if you shut out, well, it depends on who you are too, but you got Kamara on the team too. So, so that's saying a little something. Maybe
you
not
got
much.
Alvin Kamara and a bunch of injured receivers.
But San Francisco, they got healthy over the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And San Fran right now is one of the scarier teams to play against at this point.
San Fran has not, they only played two top 10 offenses all year.
Yes, they have.
All year.
That is true.
So you are what your record says you are, but if you keep playing teams with struggling offenses.
Yeah, you should be able to shine. So we're going to see how this is going to play out. Now you're absolutely right. They have not faced a dynamic like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Hey, hot off the press, Trent Williams is very questionable to play on Sunday.
Holding number 71.
Miami, I'm changing my vote. I'm changing my pick. Come on, Dolphin. We got this one.
Exactly.
The research department just put that in my ear.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so what about this one? Rematch of the AFC Championship. The Kansas City Chief is going to Cincinnati, going to the jungle to play the Bengals. Give me Kansas City.
But I'm gonna lose in December, bro.
Y'all, I'll let y'all explain, but I'm gonna give me Kansas City.
Kansas City.
We all agree.
KC.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going with KC. Right now, Pat Mahomes, me, the MVP of the league. Bad dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Netherlands 2, USA 0, halftime, USA soccer.
Well, I'm just happy that they did that. I'm just happy that the U.S. are there. Because
they're coming home.
That's how they got there. They got further than Germany.
Oh, I'm not happy, man. I wanted to win, man.
Yeah, I wanted to win too.
Man. Yeah, I wanted to win, but
they threw it to the Netherlands and half the Netherlands team got the flu.
Yeah. Wow. So maybe we can, you know, maybe they'll stop
second half, baby. Second half.
Yeah, second half.
Hey, they must have some serious medicine over there because all they, I mean, that. So how you run up and down that field with the flu is beyond me. And
but the
still,
Netherlands have gone to
three
FIFA finals. They haven't won any, so they decent now.
Yeah, well, a lot of decent teams have gone home, or so I'm just happy that the U.S. is still in it. Now, a game I'm not too happy about.
And a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, I don't want no smoke, CJ.
Ain't no smoke, man.
All right, what about this? All right, so I feel safe about asking y'all about the Chargers against the Raiders then, huh?
Well, did it get well?
Chargers against the Raiders. I don't know.
Don't sleep on the Raiders now because they won the last two games, albeit in overtime. But they be sneaky.
Yeah, but see, my problem with the Raiders is again back to consistency.
Blows in December. Be the Raiders.
No Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Because the Chargers have always been suspect to me. So,
yeah. My thing is. Josh Jacobs has these games.
Right.
I don't expect for him to run 200 yards like he did last week. So, I don't know. I'm on the fence. What do you think, CJ?
Man. The Raiders going to revert back to being the Raiders. I got the Chargers, too, man. Raiders can't stop nobody for real. You know, they had two lucky weeks, and they're going back to reality. Give me the Chargers, man.
Okay. Yo, Mark.
I got a selfish reason why I picked the Raiders, because I just need the Chargers to lose. Everybody wanted the Dolphins to lose this week, so.
Wow.
Right. Yo, Mark, Dolphins. I mean, I was about to say Dolphins. Chargers against the Raiders, Mark.
I'm going to go with the Chargers.
San Diego is 6-5. The Raiders are 4-7. I just can't. I want the Raiders to win because I also got Josh Jacobs in my fantasy league. He did, you know, win me the game last week. But like I said, the consistency, like CJ said, they gonna turn back to the Raiders, but they're at home. It don't matter.
But that don't mean much. I mean,
it
can go either way.
Oh
yeah, I'm
let me tell you something about playing in Vegas. Every game is a road game in Vegas.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Pretty much.
I'm gonna roll with the Chargers in this one. Okay, CJ.
It's
time for you, my friend.
Man,
the floor is yours.
Stop the running game. Let that defense eat. Cowboys 30 and Jeff Saturday 3. That's just the way it is. We're going to beat them people up on Sunday Night Football, and we're going to send Jeff Saturday right on back up into that ESPN goddamn booth where he belong. We're going to get us a brother, and we're going to send him down there and give him a good job. That's what we're going to do. We're going to help the cause. We're going to show y'all that the Rooney Rule is going to be in place after we finish with these people on Sunday night. Ain't going to be no excuse. And Stephen A. Smith, I wish Jeff Saturday well. We were just advocating for black men to get a fair opportunity to get a goddamn good job. But yeah, now, it's your friend. See, I watch the hypocrisy. But don't y'all worry. Don't y'all worry. What's the wide receiver? That's he's a coach for the coach right now.
Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne. Yeah.
We're gonna get that job for you, Reggie. Don't just start. Hang on, buddy. Hang on Sunday night, Reggie. We're gonna get you that job. Don't you worry, buddy. Yeah, I got the Cowboys big on this one. Ain't no
anybody objecting this? Because I'm not.
See, this one of those that you should mail that one in.
Yeah,
it should have to be the easiest game on the board. Was that?
It really was.
And this is why that when I said this one should have been flexed, but of course everybody was like, "Excuse me, nah."
I didn't want it that night either. I really didn't. Man, get this shit. 1 o'clock. Suit them up.
And see, the Dolphins 49ers game.
The Dolphins, I said last week, either.
Why they didn't flex this game?
Because I told you.
They want to talk about the Cowboys late at night to deflect from the Deshaun Watson saga. Because if Dallas whoop them, they're going to talk about just signing. He shouldn't be on the job.
If somehow
trick it up, that's going to be the story of the whole weekend.
You said they got a built-in plot.
It's a built-in plot.
The NFL is an entertainment entity where we got to talk about good stories, and we not talking about the embarrassing ones.
What we ain't going to talk about is these 99 cases. We ain't talking about that. What
we ain't going to talk about.
We ain't going to talk about.
Michael Parsons has a good game. He locked up defensive MVP.
I thought he already locked that up.
Well, he'll lock it up on Sunday.
Sunday night, hands down, heels.
He had that with the Minnesota game, but that's just my opinion. But one more game we up against it, guys. I'm gonna tell you real quick: Saints against the Buccaneers. The Saints are trash. I need them to keep losing because we own their first pick. That's all the excuse I need to pick the Buccaneers. I don't care who Tom Brady got with him, how he's feeling, whatever it is, he's going to pull this one out. What you guys think?
Why is this game on TV? Why are we subject to watch this game? Yeah, sure. We need to start flexing Monday night games.
I was about to say the same thing. Is there a rule to not flexing on Mondays now, too? They need to.
Yes, it is. You cannot flex a Monday night game.
Yeah, because you're throwing everybody's schedule off that way by a whole day. That's the only thing about that. But
this
I wasn't gonna spend a whole lot of time on it for that particular reason. and it's for the division.
We're doing the watch party on this trash.
Unfortunately, yes, we are. yes, we are having a watch party. Hey, we can't just like Amazon, we can't control it. We having a watch party in Jamestown. Your WB will be on real shortly just to tell you about that. But yes. It's Monday Night Football. We gonna throw down. We gonna have some food. We have some music, beverages. It's going to be something else. Yo, you want to come on here and say something, Dad?
Oh yeah. Good show. Yeah, guys. Monday night. Now, let's see. Monday night. Who's playing?
We are playing the Saints and the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Really don't matter. Because it's just going to be a Monday night football bash right here. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. The party's going to start around about 8 o'clock. But J&J, NFL gear and more will be here. That's 14th Street, 500 West 14th Street, right on the corner of Sims and 14th Street right here. And yours truly, along with one of the assistant managers over there, we're going to be throwing down the music. Going to be food, fun, a game, and just a good time, folks. So join us here this coming Monday night on December the 5th. Rev, I hope you show up. It's 14.
Yeah, I'm going to try my darnest to be there, even though this game will suck. But you know what? When two sorry teams get together, it'll be a good game.
I'm expecting a good game. Yep. Let's see. 500 West 14th Street.
I'm picking the Saints to win.
Oh, Lord. 500 West 14th Street on the corner of Sims and 14th Street right here on the south side.
Yep. Oh, no, sir. I mean, yeah, we're going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
This is the Manchester area. This ain't Southside. This is Manchester.
Say that loud and proud then. Make me know it.
Manchester. Oh, man, it's right off the fridge, baby.
I know.
Yeah. Right off the bridge, you can get, it's a nice river view.
Yes, it is. Hey, is that CJ over here? Hey, CJ, this is the man with no team right here. That's right. That's me.
Get the orange jersey on. I saw you.
Huh?
Oh. I saw you with the 17 on.
That's right. Hey, look here. That's a Doug Williams throwback here. Doug Williams, right? Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I really don't like the Commanders, you know. I don't like the Cowboys. No, I don't like the Cowboys either. But I've got a Cowboys jersey, too. J&J, NFL will be here.
This United States soccer team is not pressing the action on this team. You down 2-0. You got to press these people. Hands it throw the ball.
Just not our year. It's just not our year. I don't know when it's going to be our year. I don't know when it's going to be. I'm just glad that they're there.
For the moment.
For the moment.
You know what the biggest thing is? Our best athletes do not play soccer. Our best athletes are playing football and playing basketball. Yep. If our best athletes played soccer, we would probably dominate soccer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, the USA, they better win this game today.
No, they not.
They ain't gonna win this.
They not.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
No, right. they'll be home soon. They'll be home soon.
All right.
The family will be greeting them at the airport.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a done deal. I'm just happy that they're there. They made it this far.
Yeah. And
I'm just happy to see so many brothers out here on this field on all the teams.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful scene. It's lovely.
Absolutely.
But guys, we gotta get ready to get on now here. I'm gonna give everyone their last parting words, starting with Mr. Boxing Guru Mark Daniels.
It's another great weekend. Glad to be in here. My man Rev. It's all good. I hope everybody have a blessed weekend.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. See you next week, Mark. CJ.
Go Titans.
CJ, yeah. I was the one to say I appreciate you, brother.
Got one job.
I really appreciate you, brother.
Hey man, thank you for having me on the show, man. I appreciate coming on here and chopping it up with the fellas.
Yeah,
man. Great show. Keep it going, man. And tell your daddy get a team, but it's okay.
I'm a free agent. I don't need a team.
I hear you. I catch up with y'all next week. I appreciate it.
All right, man. See you later, CJ. Right.
Y'all be good.
All right,
thank you. Rev, I've missed you, my brother. I'm so glad. I'm so happy to see you.
Love on the people that love you. If they ain't loving you, if they ain't showing you respect, keep moving about your day, man. Because life is too short to be worried about with somebody that don't care about you and somebody that don't respect you. Life is too short for that, man.
And you know what's
funny? Have a blessed weekend. Grandma's funeral is on Wednesday during the day. So I pray that I'm with y'all again next weekend. Y'all know I do my training early in the morning on Saturday. That's why I be rolling late in my training gear. So you know what I'm saying? Kev, love you, bro. I put my picks in a little later on today. I'm probably going to be having a whole bunch of different picks than what I picked on this show.
Right.
You know, I'll be having the heart after I do my extensive research on the games. But look, Bama will be in the Final Four.
What? No.
The way USC got mollywhopped last night,
man.
Bama, what, they was number 6 last week?
No.
I'm not sure. But there's a better chance for Ohio State to get in than Alabama do.
Alabama was farther down than that.
Like, Alabama has 2 losses. Ohio State only had 1.
That's what I tell you.
All right.
That's what I tell you. Because what's going to end up happening, TCU going to find a way to trick it up.
Uh-oh.
Bama is going to be in the Final Four.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that either.
No.
No one wants to see it. This is going to happen.
But even if it does, they're not going to win the chip.
No, Georgia is going to win the chip.
That's right.
Because Georgia got 3 tight ends that's over 6'6", 240 pounds, that run 4.440. And watch, one of them big boys going to be on the Eagles next year because they're going to get picked top five.
Hey, you, I'm not gonna disagree with any of that. I am not gonna disagree with any of that, but if a two-loss Alabama team finds its way into the dance, that's gonna be a lot of heads rolling behind that one.
So when are they gonna expand the field? Is that gonna be next year or the year after?
I think it's the year after.
Year after.
Okay. Yeah, they need to expand.
Now, when they expand, I can see how a two-loss team can make it into the expanded playoffs because they're putting more emphasis on conference titles.
I mean, it's a top 10 for the
West. Yeah, top 10. Top 10 is going to give one, and whoever wins the conference title, they get an at-large bid. So I can see a two-loss team getting in that way. But right now, right now, man.
Let me tell you why Ohio State is not going to get in. They got boat raced by Michigan.
Bama, yes, they did.
Has not gotten boat raced by anybody.
Man,
yeah, I can see that strength of schedules and strength of losses. How did you lose? How bad did you? So I can see that, but still, I'm gonna flip my stance on it. I can't see it, but I want to see it. Blow this whole NCAA up. Start whatever it takes to start this thing over from scratch.
throw the whole college playoffs in the way, right?
Not do that. And because, look, this is what happened. Y'all remember about 3 years ago, before COVID, David West was on his way to start a league for kids wouldn't have to go to college but be able to be taught college stuff, financial literacy, all that stuff. And the NBA, and not the NBA, but and then when the ball boy went overseas and still got drafted high, then when the NBA, the elite team, the elite team from the G League, they got drafted high, and the NCAA was like, yo, we losing all our good players to these leagues that's paying these kids, so let's do the NIL. We gonna bow down and do the NIL. It wasn't because of college football. It was because of college basketball, because all the elite talent was going to get paid. That's right. The only reason they started with the NIL. What's happening now, the NCAA is afraid that the Power Five is going to leave them, so now they're allowing more and more stuff to happen. Remember, Kansas got caught up in some trash, and all Kansas did was like, yeah, I'm going to sit self down for the preseason games, the tournaments and stuff, for one or two games. Now he back out there. There is no more NCAA legislation because they are afraid of the Power Five schools. The Power Five schools conferences can actually start without, they don't need the NCAA because they got all the money anyway. You will not see any more NCAA violations. You will not see no more NCAA suspensions. You will not see that joint because they are now at the mercy of the Power Five conferences. And they still want to get paid. Watch what I tell you.
And I can't wait to see it. Rev, I miss you. I love you, brother. I will see you soon. Roma, any parting words?
Stay true to yourself and continue to do what you got to do.
All right. Appreciate you, my brother. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Ready to get out here, brother?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm just excited to see some of the games that's coming on today. See how everything's going to shake out. Who's going to make it to the Final Four, Final Six, or whatever. Excited for tomorrow's games. And, you know, let's see what happens from there.
Word. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure spending the morning with y'all chopping up, talking sports, but it's time for us to bounce. It's been the Studio W Sports Page for a man's Mr. C.J. Richardson, Mr. Mark Daniels, the boxing guru, my man Mr. Romar Smith, Kevin Harris, and my dad W.B., sponsored by Supreme Flea Market, J&J, 3302 Williamsburg Road. Holler at them, get a lot of NFL getting everything for us. Shout out there and tell them Studio W sent you. You guys, and I will see y'all in church tomorrow.
Great show.
You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
All right.
I hear you be the block, but I'm the like to keep the streets on. Know this true, the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't ain't appeasing. Believe